Welcome back. Right now, we will be looking at the music interview with Asiana. But before we start back, I just want to remind you guys that I am recording this via WhatsApp voice notes. So apologies for any bad quality of the sound or any background noises that might be heard. We'll not get back at the studio where we can record live, you know, proper sound and, you know, an atmosphere be nice and smooth. But just bear with us for the moment, and I hope you're enjoying the show. Right now, we'll be having the music feature with Asiana, my cousin Asiana, my sanger, which we also know her as Asiana, who is a Durban-born singer, songwriter, 19-year-old singer that is rising so much recognition in the music industry in a few months back. She dropped the song Your Love, which is the first single of her album Ingrama. So we'll be talking to her today about the music career, you know, and her single Your Love. Welcome to the show, Asiana. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm good, thanks. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining in the show. Can you please tell us when and how your music career started?
I started singing from a very young age. I remember being 6 and locking myself in my room. I remember cutting my clothes and pretending like I was on stage. And just like, I believed it all. I believed that I was going to be whatever I wanted to be. And all I wanted to do was sing. So that was me when I was very young. And then started writing. I was very good in writing in schools and writing essays and poems. And then as I got older, I started singing the things that I was writing. And then started recording at the age of 15, around about there. I started recording music next door. But when people actually really started to know me, I was 19, now I'm 20. That was last year in 2020, where I released my debut single, Your Love. And yeah, that's where I released music, and it was seen by people, and people recognized it and they enjoyed it.
What was the process of making the song Your Love?
The first step to creating Your Love was Live Life. I write about things that I've experienced and things that I've seen other people experience, so that when I write things that make sense to me and things that are easier to talk and sing about because I've experienced them and I know about them. The second step was going to studio and jamming with the people that I was working with, and choosing a beat that will explain the emotion that I'm trying to give out. So and I also enjoy that. I enjoy being there if a person is making a beat, and I also enjoy jumping onto a beat that's done. And for Your Love, I just jumped on it because it was done, and I was like, this really does explain the way that I feel. So I chose that beat and started singing to it. And that's how it happened. That's how Your Love happened.
Can you tell us more about the music video of Your Love, and what was the experience, the behind the scene of the video?
The music video for Your Love is a very eye-catching and color-popping music video that's also very minimalistic. And I love that so much because it shows that the little things matter, even in love. Like waking up and giving your significant other a cup of tea. Those are the little things, and they make the love so beautiful. So the whole idea of being simple with the music video but still bringing in color explained that type of thing, how love can be simple and beautiful. Sometimes you don't need a lot of things to make the love beautiful. Just the things that really matter are the gestures of love. And yeah, the music video showed that a lot with the simplicity, but it also showed happiness with the bright colors. And yeah, that was the whole idea around the music video, It was showing love in a very beautiful way and in a very warm and comforting way.
What are the challenges in general, like, that you face throughout making music and, you know, going to interviews and all of that?
Making music is how I express myself, and it's also a way for me to get my messages out there. So whatever I have to say, I sing it and it is heard by people. So that is very beautiful for me, and I just want to do more of it. I don't think I have problems with writing more and more because I live life every day and I see things every day and I learn every day. So I have so much to write about, and I have so much to say, and I have so many things that I want people to hear out there, and I can do that through my music. So I don't face challenges writing at all, but I face challenges with life that I write about.
What were some of the challenges you faced when the pandemic came through?
The COVID-19 pandemic really did affect me, both positively and negatively. Negatively in a sense that I couldn't perform. I released a whole album with 14 tracks, but could not perform it anywhere. And that was really sad, and it made me a bit sad, but I understood that our lives come first and that there's a time for everything. It also affected me positively because people didn't go anywhere. People were on their phones a lot. So I feel like the music reached people through their phones and through TV, because the music videos are playing as well. So it reached people, and people were there to see it because they weren't so busy. People were reposting the music. They still are reposting and appreciating and sharing the music. And that's a very good thing for the music, because it gets to go to a lot of places. So it was positive and negative. But I'm grateful for the balance as well. At least there is a balance and not just negativity all the way. And yeah, it pushes, it's going well.
And the inner message you'd like to pass on for the children who are listening?
To all the children listening, I'd like to remind them that manifestation is a thing, and that you can achieve whatever you put your mind to and whatever you believe in. And also the power of knowing your worth is a big thing. So I hope everyone does whatever makes them happy in life. Thank you so much for listening. And thank you so much for having me on your show. It was beautiful being here.
I want to say thank you for coming through. And I hope the best out of your career. More life, more blessings, more fortunate. Bless you.